Google executive Jen Genai, "I used imprecise language in Project Veritas video." By Lucas Nolan on June 25, 2019. The Google executive recently exposed by Project Veritas discussing the tech firm's plans to stop the next Trump situation, Jen Genai, has published a blog post commenting on the video, explaining she used imprecise language. In a Medium post titled "This is not how I expected Monday to go," Google executive Jen Genai defended comments she made to undercover Project Veritas investigators in which she stated, "We all got screwed over in 2016, again it wasn't just us. It was, the people got screwed over, the news media got screwed over. Like, everybody got screwed over, so we're rapidly been like, happened there and how do we prevent it from happening again? We're also training our algorithms, like, if 2016 happened again, would we have, would the outcome be different?" Now, Genai has defended her comment in a Medium post in which she says that she spent 12 hours traveling from Dublin, Ireland, to San Francisco, and was unaware of the Project Veritas videos which were published during that time. Genai claims that she received multiple calls, text messages, and emails from those critical of her. She claims that one stated, "Your ideology will be shredded to pieces," just moments before you got executed for treason. "You are living on landed time, enjoy till then." Genai further explained the situation and what she claims happened in the lead-up to the publication of the videos. "In late May, I accepted an invitation to meet with a few people who claimed to be from Two Step Tech Solutions. They said they wanted to chat to me about a mentoring program for young women of color in tech, an area I've long been passionate about. We went for dinner at a restaurant in the Mission, San Francisco. Unfortunately, I now know that these people lied about their true identities. Filmed me without my consent, selectively edited and spliced the video to distort my words and the actions of my employer, and published it widely online. I now know they belong to a group called Project Veritas, which has done this to numerous other people working in the tech and other sectors. Why did they do this to me? It seems they found that I had spoken publicly at Google I/O on ethics. And they wanted someone who would give them juicy soundbites about tech's alleged bias against conservatives. Over the course of a two-hour dinner, I guess they think I delivered. Project Veritas has edited the video to make it seem that I am a powerful executive who was confirming that Google is working to alter the 2020 election. On both counts, this is absolute, unadulterated nonsense, of course. In a casual restaurant setting, I was explaining how Google's trust and safety team, a team I used to work on, is working to help prevent the types of online foreign interference that happened in 2016. Google has been very public about the work that our teams have done since 2016 on this, so it's hardly a revelation. The video then goes on to stitch together a series of debunked conspiracy theories about our search results and our other products. Google has repeatedly been clear that it works to be a trustworthy source of information, without regard to political viewpoint. In fact, Google has no notion of political ideology in its rankings. And everything I have seen backs this up. Our CEO has said we do not bias our products to favor any political agenda. He's somewhat more powerful and authoritative than me. But despite what the video may have you believe, I'm not involved in any of these products, just like I'm not involved in any of the other topics Project Veritas baited me into discussing. Whether it's antitrust, Congress, or the dozens of other topics that didn't appear in the video, on which I presumably didn't say anything that could be twisted to their advantage. I was having a casual chat with someone at a restaurant and used some imprecise language. Project Veritas got me. Well done. Genai finishes the post stating that others in her position should be more skeptical about a dinner they've been invited to. She also encourages others to pause and reflect on the toxicity of online discourse. "I don't expect this post will do anything to deter or convince the people who are sending me abusive messages. In fact, it will probably encourage them, give them oxygen and amplify their theories. But maybe a few people will read it and realize that I'm not the cartoon cutout villain that Project Veritas would have you believe. Maybe someone will read it, be more skeptical about a dinner they're invited to, and avoid the same trap I fell into. And maybe some people will take a pause and reflect on how toxic and menacing our online discourse has become, about how quick we are to believe the worst of each other, and think about the human cost of demonizing and doxing people, the way that Project Veritas has done to me." Read Gannai's full post on Medium here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.